Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the Health Matters Podcast, sponsored by White River Health in partnership with White River Now. I'm your host, Joel Williams, and we have another guest with us today in the studio. We have Joe Franks here with us today. Say hi to everybody, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
Now, Joe, you are a cardiac rehab therapist, correct?
Exercise physiologist.
Thank you for the title. That's exactly what I was trying to go for. All right, that's really fascinating to me. And part of the reason we're excited to talk to Joe today is, one, it is Heart Health Month.
Yes.
And two, this week specifically is Cardiac Rehab Week.
You are correct. It is. We're very excited. This is a fun time of year. We have some fruit and chocolate out there, and we talk a little bit more about cardiac rehab.
That's right. Because it's Valentine's Day on Friday, y'all. Mm-hmm. We got to make sure our hearts are good.
Yep.
All right. Joe, let's talk a little about you before we jump into the medicine of it all, okay?
Okay.
Where are you from originally?
So, actually, I was an Army brat, moved around a lot, and graduated from Morrilton, Arkansas in 2001.
Hmm.
Yeah, so not from Batesville, but really enjoyed here.
You're still in Arkansas.
Yeah.
I'm from South Arkansas, so bear with me, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Then I went off in the military for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about, so you graduate from Morrilton. Where did you do after that?
Joined the Army. Was active duty for 12 years.
Okay.
Fort Hood, Texas. Few deployments. I was up in Alaska. And after Alaska, I decided to get out and joined the reserves and moved to New York City.
That's a culture shock. And thank you for your service, too,
thank
by the
you.
Way.
Yeah, yeah. I just finished up 11 years last year and retired.
So I'm trying to put it all together. You're with me. It's like, you're like, trust me, I'm with you. Go on. How did you get into therapy?
Well, so I moved to New York City. I wanted to be a personal trainer, but I did this internship in New York City. And it was working with people at this clinic there for free and under a dietitian. And I was like, well, personal training is okay, but I really want to help people. And I was like, well, how can I make this a job? And then that's when I found out about cardiac rehab. I think it's more fulfilling than, you know, personal training.
Nice. That's really fascinating. Yeah. So how did you meet your wife?
Well, we graduated high school together in Morrilton.
Oh, she was in Morrilton too?
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, there we are.
We graduated together, and we actually didn't talk until way after high school. We had mutual friends, but we never talked. We never hung out or anything. And we started dating when I moved back to Arkansas, and we're married and got a couple kids.
That's adorable. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that entirely. My wife and I had a similar type of thing. So we actually met each other in college, but would not have dated me in college. And I think that's totally fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a little different person in high school.
Exactly. Like, I needed some growing up to do.
Exactly.
These things happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, awesome. So here you are. You're working with a White River Health now,
yeah,
and handling a lot of our cardiac rehab. Tell me about cardiac rehab now. What are the methods that we're using for cardiac rehabilitation now?
Okay, yeah, that's a good question. So everybody that shows up to cardiac rehab, we're going to put a heart monitor on. We got to make sure their heart's working okay. We check blood pressures, do all that stuff. We got to make sure they're okay. And when we exercise, we're trying to get them, you know, a little bit stronger, decrease shortness of breath, things like that. A lot of people may not have exercised before cardiac rehab, so we have to kind of introduce the exercise to them as well. And we have to talk to them, communicate. And communication is a pretty important deal with cardiac rehab because we have to explain things to them. They have to know not just what we're doing, but why are we doing it. And so we explain. Cardiac rehab is not just exercise, but it's education as well. We go over medications. We go over structure and function of the heart. We go over diet habits, you know, eating well, low sodium diet, so forth, and of course to exercise, because we want them to continue to exercise and eat right, and, you know, take their medications and see that they follow up with their cardiologist as well. So there's a lot of things into it
to make sure that even if you did have a heart attack or some sort of cardiac event,
yes,
that you will be able to recover, mm-hmm, and continue to have, if not, you know, your normal life,
yeah,
at least even a better life, correct?
That is correct. We want you, that quality of life is important. It's not just, you know, how long you live, but how's your quality of life afterwards? Or, you know, we want to make sure people are, you know, I have kids. I want to be around for them for a long time. Hopefully they'll have grandkids one day. We want these folks to be around their family, enjoy life, not just spend all their time in the hospital or go to a doctor. Mm-hmm. And hopefully this, you know, prevents them from having some kind of secondary event. Or even something worse. They may have had a procedure, but if they continue on the path they're going, then maybe, you know, something really bad happens to them.
Interesting.
So, but part of it also, because even if you were working out before and you did have a pretty active and healthy lifestyle, you can still have yourself a cardiac event because genetics play a part into it. There's all sorts of different things that, you know, tie into it. Sometimes even you could have eaten something you didn't even know that just happens to bother you.
Yeah, and I got a great example.
Go ahead.
So myself, I've been exercising with the military. I run. I eat pretty much pretty good, pretty well. But guess what? I've had blood pressure. Got it from my dad's side of the family.
You and me both.
Exactly. And you can't fight genetics. You get what you get. I mean, it's like I tell my 4-year-old daughter, you get what you get, and you can't throw a fit. I mean, but yeah, with genetics, it's something you have to deal with. And sometimes you're not, you know, you don't get the best deal out of it. So you got to, you know. You have to deal with it. And with, like, my high blood pressure, I got to take medication with it.
Right.
But I exercise and eat right.
Cardiac events, in general, you could be a very healthy person, but you have yourself an event. And I've noticed, like, you're talking about sometimes you ease them back into, like, you know, exercise and stuff. It's such an event that you do have to kind of ease back into the training and all that, don't you?
Yes. I mean, you may feel like you're ready for it, but is your heart ready for it? That's the question. And let's say if somebody has bypass surgery, their heart's been operated on. It's been damaged. So we have to get it a little bit stronger. The heart's a muscle, and just like any other muscle, it can be injured, but it also, we can work it back into shape.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit now. With that, you've told us the explanation of making sure that everybody gets the right, correct diet, the right exercises in order to help improve their life after a cardiac event. Let's talk about technology-wise.
Okay.
Is there anything new or interesting as far as cardiac rehab that's really kind of changed the game and helping people get back on their feet?
I think one thing is the communication between, like, cardiologist and... So I worked at different cardiac rehabs.
Mm-hmm.
And the communication between cardiologists and different healthcare providers is very important. And that ability to use to communicate and everything is very important. I think that's just a key. And it's changed. And cardiac rehab is still growing.
Yes.
So there's an organization right now that's working on going to Capitol Hill in March, trying to get cardiac rehab available to people in more rural communities. So that's pretty important too, because one of the biggest barriers, especially out here, is distance. You know, we may have people that would love to join cardiac rehab and come out here, but they live so far away they can't make it. So what can we do? We need to somehow get cardiac rehab out to them one day. And hopefully we'll figure that out.
Like a mobile cardiac bus or something like that.
Yeah, and there's so many things that deal with that. So many variables that prevent that right now.
Sure.
Especially like safety. I mean, if you're having a person that just had a heart attack and you want them to exercise, but what happens if they have an emergency at home?
Yeah.
So there's so many variables, and hopefully one day we'll figure that out.
One day, but it sounds like we're on the right path.
Yeah.
So here's my question to you. If for all of us that have not had ourselves a cardiac event, or it doesn't look like we're on that way, what are the things that we can do to help maintain our lifestyle to kind of make sure we keep healthy so we don't wind up in a situation? Not that we don't want to see you, Joe, but...
Yeah, that's a good question, too. The biggest thing is be active. Be physically active. Walk, exercise. That's going to keep your heart strong. Another thing is watch what you eat. I mean, it's okay to occasionally not eat great, but like Super Bowl was yesterday.
Yeah.
I had some wings, I'm not going to lie. But, you know, moderation, that's the key. Watch things like salt. And if you need to take medications, like for blood pressure, take your medications. All right, and take them at the same time every day. I'm sure the cardiologist can go more on that, but those are some key things. But for exercise-wise, for me, is just be active. I mean, walk 150 minutes a week. You know, they showed in research walking for 10 minutes or greater has some kind of benefit to it. So if you can't walk for 30 minutes at one time, break it up in 10-minute segments and walk this exercise.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Joe, I want to thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you coming and joining us
today.
Joe Franks, ladies and gentlemen, with White River Health Cardiac Rehab. Now, it's not a situation where you can, like, set an appointment with Joe or anything like that and come see him. But if you do happen to find yourself with a cardiac event, need to go to cardiac rehab, White River Health is here with you. Joe is part of a fantastic team, and we're definitely lucky to have them. Joe, thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate you.
And as always, remember, your health matters.